Jesus had to leave Jerusalem because the leaders of the people were plotting to kill him. So he went back to Perea on the east bank of the Jordan and went on teaching the people. One day, a young Jewish ruler came up to him and said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus replied. "No one is good except God alone. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments." "Which ones?" the man inquired. Jesus answered, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Master," the young man said, "all these I have kept since I was a boy. What else do I need?" Jesus looked at him and loved him. "There is one thing," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away very sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." On hearing this, the disciples were very astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Jesus had told this young ruler to do something which only the grace of God would have enabled him to do. In this particular case, Christ had discerned the need for self-denial, as the rich young ruler valued his possessions too highly, and they were a stumbling block. The young man probably believed, as many Jews did, that wealth was often the reward for piety and good works, so perhaps he imagined that he had earned God's favor. By using the comparison of a camel going through the eye of a needle, Jesus taught his disciples what the love of money can do to a man. Then Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you. What will there be for us?" Jesus then made a promise that the apostles would one day reign with him in glory, and that all those who had left their possessions or loved ones for Christ and the gospel would be rewarded and would inherit eternal life. But he added, "Many who are first will be last, and the last first." To illustrate this, Jesus told a parable. "The kingdom of heaven," he said, "is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them the regular wage of a silver coin a day and sent them into his vineyard. Sometime later he saw some men standing in the marketplace doing nothing, so he told them to go and work for him. 'And I will give you a fair wage,' he said. At midday and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon he did the same thing. It was nearly 5 o'clock when he again went to the marketplace and found still others standing around. 'What are you doing, wasting the whole day here doing nothing?' he asked them. 'No one has hired us,' they answered. 'Very well, you also go and work in my vineyard,' he told them. When evening came, the owner said to his foreman, 'Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last and going on to the first.' When the last ones received a silver coin each, the first to be hired expected more, but each one received the same wage, so they began to grumble against the employer. 'These men have only worked 1 hour,' they said, 'yet you pay them the same as us, who have worked the whole day in the hot sun.' The owner answered one of them, 'Friend, I have not cheated you. You agreed to work for a silver coin. Now take your pay and go. I want to give this last man as much as I have given you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?' And Jesus concluded, 'So the last will be first, and the first will be last.'" Next episode, Jesus again predicts his death, and James and John make a request.